How are you, Jacob?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Very well, thanks. What's your pre-game ritual?
I sort of get there an hour and a half before it starts. So I've got about four or five things I need to strap up. And then I like to listen to some music and a bit of Eminem. I think about 10 minutes before the game, I like to sort of connect with the boys, have a bit of a laugh, sort of get out of my head. That's it, yeah.
Would you have been happy with that, Loz?
I would have been.
Because there's a laugh involved.
Rubbish. Loz wouldn't have spoken to anyone. Would have been, get out of my space.
I'd get a game day face on.
Yeah, of course you would.
But then...
White line fever.
The only thing I really did, and I planned this perfectly, I would never get caught with guys like Johnny Lomax or a Quinton Ponga in the warm-up when we're doing the tackles, you know, when you have to do some contact. Because they would be just wanting to take anyone's head off. And that's how they got themselves going.
Yeah, no
so as an outside back, you know, or as a 5'8", you'd sort of just try and hang with a winger or a centre or someone.
Yeah,
100%. How do you go with that, Jacob? You'd have some rats in your team that just get that white line fever and they want to bash you in the warm-up.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I like getting a bit of a hit in the warm-up just to wake you up a bit. Because, you know, have some big boys run out in the middle. So, I don't mind it sometimes.
Hooker can't be fun. Way too much tackling for my liking. Jacob, good win against Manly, mate, in the trial. We've had a number of conversations in here just about trial games in general. How important are they to you and to the Tigers at this stage of the season?
Some people take it differently. Me personally, I think it's just about getting some taste in the league, getting your game together a bit, putting everything you've done in pre-season together. You can't take a whole lot, obviously. We haven't done anything yet, but it's exciting, the game on the weekend. I think the boys are just focused on round one now and put the game, we'll go through some beginning this week about the trial match. That's about it.
You've been at the club a few years now, so what feels different this pre-season, Jacob, as opposed to others?
Great group of boys. People like Jimmy Tynan coming in, unbelievable leadership. He's really sort of got the boys together. Everyone's buying in. Great recruitment. I think I've got a bit more in the back line now with Jimmy Roberts, so that's exciting too. Really looking forward to the season coming up.
Yeah, that's the one thing that stood out to me on the weekend, Jacob. You mentioned speed. You looked as though you got speed right across the paddock. You've got Dane Laurie, who's very exciting at the back. You've got the Jet. On that right side, and yourself, mate, out at dummy half. Now, we know you've had injury concerns over the last couple of seasons. You look fit, you look fast and strong. Are you looking to play that 80-minute role as a hooker this year, or would at some stage you'll go off for a rest and then come back into the game?
I'd love to play the 80-minute role. I think with the limited interchange, it'll be great for the team, but... I'm not sure the way the match is going to go yet. I guess the game's speeding up a bit, so it could be a bit more difficult. But, we'll see how it goes. I'm feeling fit as, I'm not sure yet.
Jacob, do you think these new rules and the quickness of the game helps the Tigers this season?
Oh, for sure. I think a lot of the boys' games out, like, you got people like Brooksy who just plays up on the advantage line flat and fast, so... I think he'll have a cracker season. I get that hooker, so not me for sure. So I'm actually really excited. I didn't get that many games in last year, so with the new rules, so that should be good.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you got yourself into a scuffle with Luciano Leilua at training. Now, what are you doing fighting out of your weight division for a start?
I'm not in the situation. It was a bit hot. It was about 40 degrees, so the temper's flared a bit. I know Luke from way back, played schoolboys with him. We're great mates, so we settled it quickly, and it's all good now.
I tell you the thing that stood out to me on the weekend, he looked a lot sharper. I don't know whether he's leaner, whether he's dropped weight or whatever, but he just looked a more dominant and complete player. And... if his brother turns up in that same shape, geez, you're going to have a good left edge.
Yeah, for sure. I was feeling for the young halfback. I couldn't imagine trying to tackle Luke. Late footwork at the line. He's just a beast of a boy. So BJ, hopefully BJ, gets out there and should have a real strong left edge,
Jacob, you mentioned Madge. What's he been like? Again, he has his own style, his own way to try and get the best out of you boys, but how has that been in regards to pre-season leading up to these trials, and what's been the consistent message that he's looking for this season?
Madge is just trying to get the best out of us. I think he just wants boys that that people want to play with, so that's just doing his job. The little one percenters, the people that a lot of fans, things that a lot of fans don't see, pushing up with the, just that, stuff, that tough stuff that he loves. He's a little bit old school, so he just loves people who work hard.
You mentioned James Tarmo moving across from Penrith, and he was named captain last month of the West Tigers. You spoke about how he's been so good for the club. Why has he been so good? What are the things that has impressed you about James's leadership and what he's done on the training field?
Just a great bloke. He's humble. He just loves having a chat with the boys. He's got time for everyone. And he's just someone you want to play with and play for. So he's just one of those guys. Just great to have around the club for sure. And with his game, he's like unbelievable. His retreat speed is work rate. So it was great to have. Can't wait to play with him.
You're off contract this year. What does the club mean to you, and would you like to stay, Jacob?
Yeah, I'm off contract. I love the club. I've been here since 2014 now, I think. So I've just been around, sort of giving it my all. I love the club, love the supporters. There's so many fans out there, West Tigers fans. So if I could stay, I'd love to stay. But we'll see what happens.
The game's changed a lot in the last 12 months, Jacob. Tell us about the speed of the game. Tell us about some of the things you as a group have been sort of working on. And I'm assuming that, early in the season, ball control and discipline will be two big things.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's sort of the things that win games early on. I think a few boys have trimmed down to get comfortable with the speed of the game. I think it's going to be a lot faster this year.
It's Tigers fans well known that, it's 10 years since you played finals. So what are the expectations internally? And to what extent have you spoken about, the finals as a goal this year?
I think all the boys, our goal, club's goal is just sort of is to win to win the premiership. That's what the boys focus on. That's what the boys come in every day to do, to achieve. So that's our only focus. That's our group focus. That's it.
Did you know much about Dane Laurie before the club signed him? He made a big impression straight away with his first outing on Sunday against Manly.
Yeah, no, I didn't know Dane at all. He killed it. Really exciting to have him in the team. So we'll see what happens around one with fullback. And, I'm excited to play with him.
Jacob, good to talk to you. Good luck for season 2021, mate. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.